Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
May 42, we are honored to be joined by Pete Fortier and Vic Massey, representing Mary's Place. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I use that term loosely in Massey's term. How are you?
Good.
It's good
to see you, Joe.
It's good to
go. What's wrong with this thing?
I probably have to turn it on.
It is on.
Try it again.
What do we got?
No, here it is.
There you go.
Wrong input. Try it again.
There you go. Try again.
Oh, beautiful.
Somebody was pushing buttons.
Thanks for having us, guys.
WHOS stores.
Sorry.
for people who aren't familiar,
hi,
Pete,
everybody.
You go first. Explain Mary's Place.
Yeah.
All right. Mary's Place is this. It's a grieving center for children and families. It's this beautiful oasis in Windsor, Connecticut, when, unfortunately, if someone loses a parent or someone loses a young spouse, they got a place where they can go to do some work. They can go and grieve and get better. So, I mean, that in a nutshell, that's what Mary's Place does. But it's so much more than that. It's just an opportunity for someone. Could you imagine being a three-year-old and losing your parent? And what do you do? How
no,
do you deal with that?
Well, I could not.
I mean, we try as best as parents we can, but Mary's is a place that knows how to handle grief at all different stages of life, and they're there. It's this free nonprofit in Windsor, Connecticut that's available for anyone who needs it.
Behind the name Mary's Place, where does that come from? I've done fundraisers.
It was actually Mary Keene founded Mary's Place, so there really was a Mary,
yeah,
and she was there when I joined Mary's Place as a participant. She was wonderful, and she was a nurse, and she founded this grief counseling center. She has since retired. She's out in California, loving life, but Mary was a wonderful person. In fact, when someone recommended to me that I go there, I didn't think that was the kind of thing I would do.
Now, you had lost your wife.
I had lost my wife suddenly.
Oh,
I had two kids, 12 and 16, and I didn't know what to do. And somebody recommended, I made a phone call, and I talked to Mary, and she was wonderful. Just on the phone, I just had such a good vibe.
I agree.
And I said, well, I'll try it. I'll go to this widow and widowers group meeting.
Yeah.
And I did. And Mary was one of the facilitators. And it was amazing. And you're joining a group that you don't want to be a member
of. Absolutely.
Right. That's really what it is.
But then, you do, yeah.
The beauty of it is you're with other people that are experiencing what you have, all in different ways.
So you're not alone.
Right, exactly. And that's what you learn. And it was just amazing. And my daughter joined one of the groups, the youth group, and she liked it so much and got so much out of it that she became a teen mentor to the little kids groups.
Really?
And so for about all during high school, she was a teen mentor, and she got so much out of it. And now she's doing amazing. She's an engineer down in Florida, has a almost 1 year old, married,
really?
And doing terrific. And I really do owe her, her livelihood, her life, and as well as my recovery to Mary's Place. And that's why I'm so passionate about it and why we're so.
Yeah.
And, as an outgrowth of that, I actually met my spouse there.
I was just going to say that.
Joe knows the story.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's an amazing story.
Mary used to say, well, we're not a dating service. But sometimes, and there have been a couple.
All right, truth be told, because Irene and I also met at Mary's Place about 20 years ago.
Tell us your story, Pete.
My wife died of cancer 21 years ago, this past December. So I had a three-year-old son. She battled cancer for 6 years. I found myself at Mary's Place just because, kind of like Vic, like, I don't know. And someone said, here, I was at the Current at the time, the Hartford Current. And someone said, here, I heard about this place, Mary's Place. They have a program for young widow and widowers. Because it's very different than if I became a widow at this age, at 55, than a 33-year-old with a 3-year-old. Yeah, right. So I went there and I met Irene. We were friends for a year and a half, along with a whole bunch of other people. And her husband, very different scenario. He went to work one day and died. And she had 2 3-year-old boys and an 8-week-old daughter. And so she needed some help. So Mary's Place is wonderful in that it has this group for young widow and widowers, like Vic and I were there for. But they also have a group for young kids. So if you're 3 years old, you can go and grieve at 3. If you're a teenager, you can go and grieve like a 15-year-old needs to grieve. Okay. And they know all the ins and outs of that.
We're talking with Vic Massey and Pete Fortier of Mary's Place, who hold their 12th annual wine tasting on Saturday, March 21st, from 6 to 9 o'clock at the Farmington Gardens in Farmington. We'll talk more about the event and about Mary's Place coming up. It's the morning show with Ray and Joe. You have to get out and come to work at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That ain't
not so,
so good.
Much. Vic Massey and Pete Fortier, whose wives are both on the board of directors for Mary's Place, the Center for Grieving Children and Families in Windsor, are with us talking about the work that the Mary's Place does and how they're two shining examples of how it can help. What programs that they do for children do you think are the most important as far as helping kids get through the process of leaving a parent?
I think one of the things that my kids did, and so there were 3 or 4 when they were in the program, and they made these pillows. Everyone made a daddy pillow. Or a mommy pillow, whatever it was, something they slept with, they had it. That was 24 years ago. I tell you what, I could find those pillows pretty quick.
No, yeah,
they're still at home. So do those kind of things for the youth, where for the teens, they have something that's called a hurricane room, which is downstairs, a padded room that offers some other options on how, you know, you're having a stressful day, you're tense, you can just go down there and in a controlled environment, really deal with some of these emotions and these feelings that you have. So
I guess you do feel rage, do you not?
I think it's all the emotions.
Yeah, everything.
It's all the emotions. I think that's probably for every age group.
You know, why me? That kind of thing.
Absolutely, why me? Yeah. Yes, all of the anger. Anger at the person who left. There's all sorts of issues. So I think Mary's Place helps you manage that and deal with that, and so that you don't feel like I'm the only one that's feeling this way. This is
strength in numbers.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, in such a depressing situation, when you're surrounded by people who are in the same scenario as you, you can commiserate and help one another.
And you know what you're going through.
Well, exactly. There were times where someone would bring up something in a group session that happened to them, and then you'd look around and everybody's, oh, well, that happened to me. Oh,
yeah.
That happened to me. Oh, I would do this or I would do that. And that's how you help. You get through it, and you realize that there are people in the same boat, and it's
more than you might think.
Exactly.
Do you ever get over it?
That's a very good question. Yeah, that's a good question. And maybe just because of the wording, over it. Probably, I have a lovely life. My life's wonderful. I don't wish that it would have happened this way, but it's a great life. So I think you grow with it.
Yeah.
It's just part. Am I ever not going to be a widow? I even struggle when people say, what are you? I'm married, but I'm a widow. You know, both of them are an important part of my life.
Yeah. It's something you deal with. It's always there. I mean, it's a part
there.
Of your life, but it's a part of the process. And,
right.
and like Peter, I have to say, I have a terrific wife. We have a great life. We have, between us, 4 kids and 5 grandkids.
Can you go places where the two of you used to go? In other words, you know, I go to this place, now I'm thinking of her again. Does that get to you?
Yeah, matter of fact, my current Irene, who's so wonderful, lives in the same house that my first wife died and lives and sleeps in the same bedroom that my wife died.
Wow.
So that's just to give you people like, how could you do that? Everyone's different. Everyone's different in that.
And that's the important thing.
And we all grieve differently, and you got to figure out.
Exactly.
And marriage helps you figure out how to grieve. I also want to add something important. I don't know if this was Vic's case, but I had a wonderful support system. My family was great. My friends were great.
Right.
Karen's family was great. And so nothing against those people. You don't go to Mary's Place just in case you don't have this other great network.
Right.
That network's great. This is just is different. It's dealing with some different issues.
Right. How many people work as counselors and volunteers there Any guess?
That's a good question.
It's a shoestring staff. So yeah. Brittany Sheehan is the executive director. Incredible.
You know, we always try to get her on. She always likes to know.
What's wrong with her? Seriously. Well, we're going to work on it. We're going to keep working on it. But she's wonderful at what she does.
She's a great lady. Yes.
And she's just the third executive director at Mary's Place.
In 25 years.
In 25 years. Yeah. And she's wonderful at the helm. So it's her and a shoestring staff of people that do some counseling and some administrative, really. I mean, probably a couple other people. The volunteers are endless.
Exactly.
And so that's always growing.
So that's why this event is so important.
It is
definitely Vic, explain for the people who haven't had the pleasure of going exactly what takes place.
Well, this particular event, it's a wine tasting. It's one of our two, I guess, main fundraisers. We have an annual dinner as well. And it's just a lot of fun. There's going to be some live entertainment. We have different stations, both wine, spirits,
beers.
There'll be some food available.
Okay.
There'll be
lots of food. Yeah,
that's a good balance.
Lots of dessert, live entertainment, massage therapist, therapist this year from the Healing Trail in Burlington. Yeah, so Marita, Liz, and Beth are going to be there giving some chair massages, and they just want to help. I mean, they just want to go there and said we want to be part of this. So it's a fun 250 ticket sells out. And it's just a fun, high energy time that you're doing some really good stuff for.
And by the way, for those of you that are not into wines, you also have spirits and beers.
Yes. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
There you go.
We had a great MC last year.
Yeah, but you took a step up this year.
Joe D'Ambrosio. No, I have to tell the story because Joe and I go back a long time from the Hartford Whalers.
From where Vic did stats for the Whalers.
Yeah, that's right. And we played quite a bit of softball together.
Yeah.
I played for the Whalers team mostly, but I would jump in and play with TIC when they needed somebody. Chuck Caton would bring me over and say, come on, play with us.
Yeah.
And so Joe and I go back to those days. And I hadn't talked to Joe in I don't even know how long.
A long time.
And I sent him a message because our MC had
bailed.
Couldn't make it last year. And not even 5 minutes later, I get a message back from Joe. Yeah, I'm in.
Joe's instant.
And I'll bring you guys on the show to promote it. So I said, terrific. Brittany was thrilled, and especially when she heard that. She wanted to do some radio outreach. And so, of course, not herself.
No, of course not. No, of course not. That goes without saying.
Yeah, it goes without saying. So Joe did a great job, and I think he was impressed with
it.
I'll tell you what,
it was a phenomenal
couple of hours. They're good people, too.
Yeah, and because I have a commitment on that night, which will be coming out in a couple of weeks. Rich Coppola, my friend from News 8, is going
to
jump in.
Exactly. Well, we had to go back to the same softball.
You had to go softball hockey.
You get a hold of Rich, and Rich is more than happy to do it.
Yeah, Rich is great. Rich will be Rich will do phenomenal. Yeah. Are there can people still get tickets?
Yeah, you said you limited.
Still, there might be a few.
Yes, I would say, and you can Google Mary's Place. Mary's Place. It's in Windsor, Connecticut, and there'll be a banner right there on the home.
And the website, by the way, is Mary's Place. CT.org.
Right. And it's just a phenomenal organization. And you guys are living, breathing embodiments of how they help people who are in the toughest times of their life. Pete Fortier, Vic Massey, always good to see you, my friends. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
And you can register online, too, if you so desire.
Yep.
So, it's a good – I did one maybe 10, 15 years ago.
No, I know you said that.
At the old Hartford Club – or, no, the Hartford Golf Club. I'm surprised they let me in. All right, it's 8:58 on WTIC.
They wouldn't know.
It's probably true. After you and I've had all this fun together. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.